The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The dust has barely settled in response to Liz Truss stepping down as British Prime Minister, and already the contenders are jostling and manoeuvring for position. To discuss all the ramifications, the political fallout, and the big question of who's next, I'm joined by presenter of News Talk's Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cudahy, who's in London at the moment, and writer, consultant, strategist, and co-host of the Rest is Politics podcast, Alistair Campbell. Kieran, let me start with you. The sort of reaction that you are getting both to the news of Liz Truss's resignation, but also to the runners and riders as possible replacements. What has it been?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because we've been watching the odds kind of tumbling on Boris Johnson right through the night. I mean, he was north of 20-1 yesterday afternoon at 1:30 when Liz Truss announced her resignation. He was short of 3-1 last night by the time I was going asleep, and he had overtaken Penny Mordaunt, and he was in second place. And I do notice, and Alistair will have more insight on this, that in the last few minutes, while only maybe about 50 or so MPs have declared publicly for him, Andrew Bridgen, the Tory MP, says he has got the full 100 runners and riders to get him over the line and get his name on the ticket. So, I mean, he is now front and centre of the debate, but in the immediate aftermath of his resignation, I don't think he necessarily was, certainly not for Joe Public. He might have been in the corridors of power. He might have been amongst the kind of chattering classes. But I was speaking to people, and you can take a little listen to it here. We recorded some of those conversations where I literally asked people in the wake of her resignation, who should be the next Prime Minister?
I think Starmer should be Prime Minister. God bless his socks. He's got to get his chance sometime.
That's a question of the day, isn't it, really? Preferably no Conservative, in my view. We would be able to have, I don't know, a Muppet, really. In which case, I think I would choose Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie, that is a great answer.
Waka waka.
Well, who do you think should be Prime Minister?
Oh, I don't follow politics, so sorry.
Oh, they're shambles.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Who do you think should be Prime Minister?
Keir Starmer.
Why?
Because it's about time we had a competent government instead of the last, 12 years of Tories cutting public services, completely ignoring the ministerial code. It's absolute chaos.
Who do you think should be Prime Minister? Not of Ireland.
Not any of them.
None of them?
No.
Do you feel a little sorry for Liz Truss?
I don't.
Why not? She'd be down to Dáil Cúinn within hours.
She shouldn't put herself forward. She's never up for it, no.
You sound like you don't think you're well served by anyone in Westminster.
No, I don't trust any of them, no. To be honest.
I don't know. I think just everyone's swayed by their own personal interest and it's been a long time since it's been expect more from a leader, I would imagine.
Mass people on the streets of London there talking to Kieran Cudahy, of course, host of the Hard Shoulder. And Kieran's going to be on this evening with more analysis. Kieran, when you were speaking to the people in and around Westminster and around London, did you get a sense of embarrassment? Did you get a sense of disappointment at what's happening in UK politics?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, to a man and woman, they accepted that this was, like, utterly embarrassing. It was really unedifying, the scenes, particularly on Wednesday night with that kind of fracking vote, ostensibly, that really was a vote of confidence / no confidence in Liz Truss's leadership. What's interesting, though, on that is, I suppose, that might lead in other circumstances, embarrassment like that, to apathy, you know what I mean? A kind of a rolling of the eyes and an almost shrug of the shoulders, like let them kind of continue with their circus, we'll get on with daily life. But now that the cost of living crisis has bitten so hard here, as it has at home in Ireland as well, I think there's kind of people feel that, you know what, there's a tangible sense that the decisions made in Whitehall actually affect them in the pocket. So that sense of apathy hasn't embedded. Actually, people are quite engaged, despite their embarrassment. They are engaged and they are desperate to know and to have a say in who might be the next Prime Minister.
Kieran, thank you very much for that. That's Kieran Cudahy, host of The Hard Shoulder, and Kieran, of course, on at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Now, Alistair Campbell, former Chief Government Communications Advisor and, of course, host of the Rest is Politics podcast. Alistair, you would have been, I think, fairly eager to see the back of Liz Truss, and I don't think you were behind the door in saying that. The prospect now is that as she departs, she may be replaced by Boris Johnson. Is this a case of be careful of what you wish for?
Well, I think if Boris Johnson were to come back, it would confirm that Britain has become a complete basket case country. This is a guy who just a few weeks ago had to walk out of the door because his own Conservative Party had lost confidence in him because dozens of ministers resigned. And these MPs who are saying he's the answer to the problem, they are utterly deluded. The British people are not that stupid. They know that the guy's a liar. They know that the guy's a lawbreaker. They know that there is an inquiry into his lying that will potentially get him kicked out of Parliament. The guy is a complete and total charlatan. Now, it's true that we live in this ridiculous populist era where Trump can become president, where Bolsonaro can become president in Brazil, where Putin can get complete power in Russia by knowingly lying day after day after day. But genuinely, if the Tory party think this is the answer, they really are in an even worse state than I thought.
Although, Alistair, with the exception of the inquiry into his actions, the other characteristics that you describe were well known at the point of his first election to the leadership, and he nonetheless had a storming performance at the general election. And I assume MPs who will be looking at the clock ticking on their jobs will be thinking, who can keep me in my seat?
Yeah, but I think that's part of, I think that the reason why you heard from Kieran's report there all the absolute disgust that there is because whenever they hear any of these Conservatives speaking, they all talk about the interests of the Conservative Party. And the country is being forgotten in all this. And the one person above all of them who cares more about himself, even than the party, let alone the country, is Boris Johnson. This is a guy who, when he got kicked out, what was the first thing he did? Was it to kind of, you know, go away and try and learn some of the lessons? Was it to go and sort of look after the people in his constituency? It was to sign up with the Speaker's agency, go and make a few hundred grand telling jokes to American conferences, and then going on a yet another bloody holiday with his family in the Caribbean. This guy is so unfit for office, it is beyond belief we're even having the conversation. And the reason we're having the conversation is because what we're seeing, and one of the people speaking to Kieran there, absolutely right. She made the point, we've had these people now for 12 years. We had Cameron, who was at least to kind of look the part, but he delivered austerity. Then we had the referendum. We've since then had Brexit, which has been a complete catastrophe for the country. We then had Theresa May, who did her best. We then had Johnson, who's just a liar and a lawbreaker and actually doesn't care about the interests of the country. And then we had Liz Truss, who so patently wasn't up to it. And now, as you say, we're talking about the same people running around telling us that they are the solution to sort out after four failed prime ministers, let's have a fifth. The whole thing is, and the point about how we are seen abroad now, I do a lot of work in different parts of the world. My phone, I've had to turn the phone off in the last few days because if I get one more message pinging into my phone from somewhere around the world saying, have you people got any idea of how you're coming across to the rest of the world? Yes, I have is the answer. So, look, I mean, honestly, the whole thing is beyond anything. In a sensible, grown-up country, we'd now have a general election. I suspect that Keir Starmer, despite the massive swing that it would require, I suspect Labour would win. And all the Tories are caring about now, you put your finger on it, all they care about these MPs is can they survive? That's all they care about.
Well, but if you were in, and I know it is horrific for you to even consider the notion, but let's imagine that you were back in a Director of Communications and you were on the Tory side of things and you're looking at how do we get all of this back into the bottle? What do you think is achievable for them in the next 2 years and what would need to be done?
Well, it is very, very hard to answer that question. But the country's in a mess. The economy's been crashed by them. I think the only thing you can do is try to have a serious person as prime minister. Now, looking at all the names, I think the only one who even gets close to the threshold, and I don't think he gets over it, because he's been part of this mess. He defended Johnson. He also broke the law on COVID and everything else. Is Sunak. I think that is kind of, if that happened, you can put it this way. You can at least imagine, we're now in a situation, our country, for the first time since Black Wednesday, when we got kicked out of the ERM, we're in the first, for the first time, because we did actually have pretty good stability and economic growth during the Labour years. You then had Cameron and the coalition kind of hold things together. But we're now, in the, for the first time in years, in a position where the markets and their reaction have to be absolutely built in to everything that is said and done. Can you seriously imagine what the markets are going to do if the clown of Johnson comes back in? The only way they can do it, I think, is to get Sunak, probably keep Jeremy Hunt, at least try to build a serious-looking cabinet rather than the kind of numpties that Johnson had and the numpties that Liz Truss had. Have a serious-looking cabinet and then face the country up to the reality of the choices we have to make. But I don't see them doing it, because you just have to listen to some of these Tories talking. They're not serious anymore.
But even if they do that, if you swap then the hat into the Labour side of things, Alistair, even if they achieve all that, they get a serious person in, they get a decent cabinet around them, they start to make the right decisions, much of those right decisions will consist of putting people through an austerity that they haven't seen in the last 10 years. Because when you compare Ireland and the UK, we have at least a big corporation tax and other tax windfall that we are able to use to fund the kind of budget decisions that were made in the UK out of debt. That can't be done in the UK. So how do you manage to negotiate that if you're the Conservative Party and not get absolutely hammered in the next general?
Well, Anton, you're speaking to somebody who hopes that they do get absolutely hammered, because they deserve to get absolutely hammered. They have, you know, we've had 12 years now. If you think about it, it's a decade since we had the Olympics. And Britain was seen as one of the great countries of the world, and things were buzzy. A decade on, I cannot think of a single thing, not one, that has improved in this country as a result of 12 years of Conservative government with four prime ministers, and we're now being asked to take a fifth, provided to us by these numpties who've given us the previous four. So, I don't care what happens to the Conservative Party. I care what happens to the country. I care what happens to the Labour Party. And I just think that they've had their day, and watching them last night, watching them pretend that they had a justification to go through this process, watching them admit openly, they all talk about it. We have to think about how we protect the interests of the Conservative Party. The Conservative Party is the cause of our problems. The Conservative Party has completely screwed up the country. So I don't care what happens to them. I'm simply saying, you asked me what I would do.
Indeed.
I think the only thing they can do that gives them the remotest chance is to put probably Rishi Sunak, probably keep Jeremy Hunt as Chancellor, and then be honest about the decisions they have to take.
I know it's difficult to ascribe culpability to an opposition for anything, given that they are not in power. But if you look at the situation at present, a lot of the texts that are coming into the show are saying, look, elephant in the room, Brexit. If we look at a lot of the economic problems, Brexit is the driving factor in so many of them. If you look at the growth of the UK economy compared to the German economy post-Brexit, it's a horrifying picture. But of course, the Labour Party got itself into a corner where it is unable effectively to say that, do they not?
Well, it's not unable to. It's a moment. It's unwilling to, which is a different thing. I've said right from the word go that even if I accept, and, you know, as you know, you and I did an event in Dublin for Clisty a couple of weeks ago, and you know that I am still of the view that Brexit was an act of economic self-harm, that eventually Britain will have to revisit the whole thing. But I understand why Keir Starmer doesn't want to do that now. However, Labour should be calling out what's happening, because as Mark Carney said last week, you know, when Brexit happened, we were 90% the size of the German economy. We're now 70% the size of the German economy. Is it all to do with Brexit? No. Is it substantially to do with Brexit? It most certainly is. Is the convulsion that's happening to our politics to do with Brexit? It definitely is. Is the fact that the Conservative Party has become a cult to do with Brexit? Of course it is. So I completely agree with your listeners who say that Brexit is a huge elephant in the room. And I think that Labour now, because as you say, Labour, if they are going to form a government, one of the first things they're going to have to do is to get sensible, serious, grown-up trading relationships with the European Union. So they should be starting to talk about that now.
There's a text in that I suspect you'd agree with as well that says, Anton, Boris didn't lead the Tories to success in the last election. Jeremy Corbyn handed the election to them on a platter. Corbyn's abject failure and his extreme communist / Eurosceptic positions are at least as much to blame for the current shambolic state of the UK as is any Tory leader.
Well, that comes back to the point about populism. What the choice that was given to the country at the last election, with when it was Corbyn against Johnson, was populism of the right, get Brexit done, oven-ready deal, all the lies that he told, or populism of the left, which is basically, you know, we're just going to, the Corbyn agenda. And I think communist overstates it, but it was an agenda that the country was never going to accept. So I think that's right. And now what you see is you've got a sensible, decent, competent leader of the Labour Party. You've got a sensible, decent, competent leader of the Liberal Democrats. It's a problem for Labour that Scotland is still very, very strongly dominated by the SNP. That makes the kind of swing Labour need very, very hard to get. But I do think that that Labour's in a stronger position than it's been for, you know, probably since our time.
Alistair, thank you very much. That is Alistair Campbell. Thank you. That is the host of the Rest is Politics podcast and, of course, consultant and strategist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.